Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. Congress is preparing articles of impeachment against President Trump, accusing him of inciting insurrection. The draft is expected to be introduced in the House on Monday. NPR's Amy Held reports so far more than 150 House Democrats have signed on to it.
The draft resolution cites Trump's own words at a rally Wednesday, just before loyalists attacked the Capitol as lawmakers met to certify President-elect Joe Biden's victory. Trump told the crowd, "We won this election." False claims, Democrats say, quote, encouraged and foreseeably resulted in imminent lawless action. The resolution also cites Trump's phone call with Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger urging him to find enough votes to overturn the election. Even if the House votes to impeach, it's uncertain whether there's enough time for a Senate trial before Trump leaves office. The chamber's out of session until January 19th. Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the House is keeping options open, including Trump's removal from office via the 25th Amendment or resignation. Amy Held, NPR News.
The Republican National Committee has re-elected Ronna McDaniel to another term as chair of the GOP. As NPR's Don Gagne reports, she's been a staunch ally of President Trump and had run unopposed for the leadership post.
The re-election of Ronna McDaniel means President Trump has a hand-picked supporter running the party as he leaves office and looks to potentially run again in 2024. Speaking to the RNC winter meeting in Florida, McDaniel credited Trump with expanding GOP support in places where the party had not previously been competitive. She condemned the deadly violence by Trump supporters who stormed the U.S. Capitol this week, saying it was not patriotism, but an attack on the country's founding principles. She did not mention President Trump in the context of that violence. The GOP has set fundraising records under her leadership, but the party also lost control of the House and now the White House and the Senate. Don Gagne, NPR News.
Southern California's healthcare system is on the verge of being overrun by COVID-19 patients. The state's total case count now surpasses 2.6 million. Los Angeles County Health Department Dr. Paul Simon says the surge is directly connected to people letting their guard down last month.
The very high numbers I will report are sadly no surprise. They didn't happen by accident. They are a direct result of the many people who were not following the necessary precautions over the winter holiday.
Nationwide, 283,000 new infections were reported just yesterday. More than 3,400 people died during the same 24 hours. This is NPR. Twitter is hiding a post on the English language account of Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, that claims U.S. and British COVID-19 vaccines are totally untrustworthy. Iran is banning imports of the vaccines and prohibiting foreign companies from testing COVID-19 vaccines on Iranians. China is responding to U.S. threats of more sanctions on Chinese officials. NPR's Emily Fang reports Beijing has published new rules that ban compliance with foreign sanctions if they hurt Chinese interests.
The rules from China's Commerce Ministry ask Chinese firms or individuals to report whether they are affected by foreign sanctions. If China determines the impact is too harmful, it will tell firms not to enforce or comply with the sanctions. The rule also allows Chinese entities to mount a countersuit against sanctions. These new rules come days after U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the U.S. was looking into sanctioning more Chinese officials responsible for mass arrests in Hong Kong. The U.S. has sanctioned numerous Chinese companies and high-level officials over human rights abuses in the regions of Xinjiang and Hong Kong in the last year. Emily Fang, NPR News, Beijing.
A federal judge in California has blocked new Trump administration rules on asylum from taking effect Monday. They would have restricted eligibility by redefining who qualifies for asylum and given judges more latitude to dismiss applications. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.